Hello, educators. Welcome to Leave It at the Door, the podcast that helps teachers like you set boundaries, find balance, and rediscover the joy in teaching. I'm Annie Middlemist.
And I'm Robin Elliott, and we have spent decades supporting teachers in and out of the classroom.
Most importantly, we've been in your shoes, and we understand the challenges that you face every day.
So, take a deep breath, shake off the stress of the day, and let's learn to leave it at the door.
Hey everyone, welcome back to Leave It at the Door. I am here with my co-host, Robin Elliott. Hello, Robin.
Hello, Annie. How are you today?
Everything is fantastic. It is always a good day when I get to record a podcast with you and see your face.
Aw, ditto, my friend. It's so good to see you. How's the weather in Phoenix, Arizona?
Out in the West, we are sunny and shiny and beautiful. Tell me what it's like in the East.
It is spring has sprung. Yes, we have some flowers floating in the air. This is a little windy, so the flowers are everywhere. But yeah, it's a good spring day in New York City, my friend.
Yeah, that happens here too. We get these beautiful blossoms on the trees, and then one wind comes through, and I'm like, what? They're gone.
I was like, oh, there's a tulip floating across my face. Love it. Glad it's not just for New York City, though. Glad.
No, it's everywhere.
Love it. Love it. Spring has sprung. What are we talking about today?
So today's episode is something that I know you and I, for so long in our careers, have really trained teachers on probably the most important thing to be happy at work, and that is to have a sense of connection. And dare I say, of you and I being in this business of SEL and of connection education, it's really kind of become our superpower that we both agree it's so important to build strong relationships with our students and with our colleagues and coworkers.
Absolutely. I could not agree more. So true. Connection is so important, and it can seriously make or break your day. And over time, as we all know, it can make or break your entire career. So today we're going to talk about how connection fuels joy, which I think is just so important, and ways to intentionally build that, and real stories from the classroom that can prove it.
Yes, this is going to be a great conversation. But first, let's name it. Teaching is a human profession. It's all about relationships. Without that connection, it can feel pretty isolating. Even when you're surrounded by people, teaching can be lonely. Do you agree?
Absolutely. Exactly. And research backs this up. I love data and research. And so one of the studies that I was looking at when I was working with my student teachers last week was that there's so much research that shows that the teacher-student bonds, so not only teacher-teacher bonds, but teacher-student bonds not only help with academic achievement for our students, which I know we're all so focused and obsessed with almost, but also that our teacher-student bonds help with reduced burnout and emotional exhaustion from teachers. And that's something I never really thought about. So I thought that was kind of cool.
Yeah, even if you have a tedious day coming up, if you have a relationship with your students and your coworkers, you can still look forward to going to work because there's someone you want to see there.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So teachers who report that strong relationships at work, they have higher job satisfaction, and then they have lower burnout, just like I was mentioning before. So engagement, motivation, and even academic achievement increases and goes up. Would you agree with that?
Yeah, I've read those studies too. And what we do in our profession is convincing teachers that we're speaking truth.
Absolutely.
That it
Absolutely.
Does matter. You know, it's not just about warm, fuzzy feelings. It's really about building that sense of trust, that sense of safety, and a feeling of belonging in our classrooms.
So true. So true. And Annie, do you remember a time when a real connection with a student changed how you felt about your job? Do you remember anything of that?
You know, it's funny. I was thinking about that. I was thinking about, you know, stories with my kids and stuff. And then I was at Costco on Friday and I ran into one of my students who's 30 years old now.
Of course.
And she said, I just always remember you as being so wise and full of wisdom for me. And you made such a huge impact on my life. And I just think the universe brought us together today because I'm going through some hard times. And I wonder if you could meet for coffee because you still are a role model to me. And that I couldn't believe it brought it all back, right? I'd had a stressful day. It was after work. It was late afternoon at Costco on a Friday, which is silly of me to even try. But seeing Elena and having that conversation with her, even though it was years ago, I taught her when she was a fifth grader, brought back how I feel about my daughter.
Wow, that is amazing. That's why we do what we do, right? That's why we have these late nights. That's why we fight with ourselves about keeping the book bag in the car and not bringing it in. That is beautiful. That is beautiful. And that goes with what you were saying. Teaching is a human position. It's all about our relationships, right? All about those sweet babies that turn out to be wonderful, Elena. That's
Yes, yes,
awesome. That's
yes. And she is a remarkable person. I'm just so proud of
Of course she is. She had you in her life. Of course. That's
her.
beautiful. Thank you for
Yeah.
sharing that. I got goosebumps. That is
Yeah.
that warm and fuzzy. That warm and fuzzy helps me throughout the day. So thank you for sharing that.
Yeah, it was really nice to see her. So we like to be practical in giving our good advice. So let's get practical. Let's talk about these moments. And the ability to make and sustain these kinds of connections don't really come naturally to everyone. Even though teachers take a job where they're talking to other people, they aren't necessarily extroverts like you and I. They have to build these habits and intentionally work to make this a practice. So, how do we build those meaningful relationships with our students? Today, we're going to share three essential steps to building classroom connections. Robin, do you want to take number one?
I would love nothing more than to talk about these three. So let's start with consistency. So being predictably kind and present, it is something so essential, even when we're super stressed. That is what builds that trust over time, being consistent. Would you agree with that?
Yeah, we've mentioned this before on some of our other episodes that even when you're stressed, you cannot bring that energy into the classroom. So, even just the title of our podcast of Leave It at the Door, there's two sides of a door. So, you need to leave your outside stress at the door when you come in, and you need to leave your classroom stress at the door when you go out. So, Leave It at the Door is both sides because if you bring stress into the room, what people don't realize is that stress is contagious.
Absolutely. And so number two is what I think about. I don't know if there's any Ted Lasso fans on the call, but I am obsessed with Ted Lasso. So Ted Lasso's mantra is be curious, not judgmental, but curiosity. So taking a genuine interest in these students' lives inside of your classroom. Just like you mentioned with Elena, if you were just like, all right, Elena, we're going to do math and science and reading today, and we're going to check your fluency scores. Have a great day. Bye-bye. You would not have that relationship X amount of years later in Costco. So, taking a genuine interest in their lives outside of their classroom. Are they basketball players? Do they love art? Are they thespians? Do they have a dog? Do they have a cat? Whatever they light up about, you see them getting excited and passionate about. So, seek it out and remember it. People love to talk about themselves, right? So, do that with our students. Let them share about their lives. We get to know more about them. We build those connections. And that's when those long-lasting relationships happen. And that's when transforming lives really happens.
They have to know you care and that you're interested in more than their performance.
Absolutely. And I think it was Madeline Hunter that said that students don't care what you know, they just need to know you care. And for X amount of years, I have always honed into that phrase.
Yep. It should be up in every faculty lounge. It should always be a mantra that we need to remind ourselves of.
Agreed.
Number three, shared experiences. Talk about this, Robin.
Shared experiences. Yes, Annie, I would love to talk about this. So, doing those projects, having those challenges, playing those games you can enjoy together. I think you mentioned one time on one of the calls that you do the connections
I
on
do.
the New York Times. Okay, great. I love that. Because of that, I started doing that with some of my student teachers so they can share with their students. So doing these activities and playing these games that we enjoy together, those moments, playing Wordle, playing Scrabble, integrating their vocabulary with having fun and connecting that with their strengths and what makes them excited. That is what connects those beautiful memories and makes those connections. Would you agree?
Yeah. And on our last episode, I think we talked about the teacher who does dance parties for the last 15 minutes on a Friday.
Yes,
That's a
I love
connection. You're
that.
connecting through music and movement. So they don't take long, but they build up over time to really build those connections.
Definitely. So, Annie, since many of our listeners are newer teachers, what would you think would be one strategy or a daily practice that helps you connect to students?
I think the most important habit I have is being at the door when every class starts. And many schools have this routine. The principal's at the entrance to the school and the teacher's at the entrance to the door. So that's a great habit. But being at the door is different than greeting at the door. These are two different practices. You're standing in the same place. So when I walk down the hall and I hear teachers at their doors when I'm doing consulting work, I hear teachers saying, "This line isn't straight. You need to straighten up. Come in silently. Your do now is on the board. Sit down, get to work." And they say it about 10,000 times. That's not what a greeting is. A greeting is looking each student in the eye, saying their name, and saying, "I'm glad you're here. It's nice to see you. How was your game last night? Did you guys win?" If teachers do this practice right, the engagement increases up to 30% for the next hour. And for many schools where you're rotating, that's the whole class. So if you
Amazing.
just take some time to connect, and your class will be more productive and your lessons more impactful. That's the biggest thing I try to explain to teachers, is if you take a few minutes at the front of class, you don't need as long to teach your lesson because the kids are more engaged.
That is fantastic. And that goes with that maximizing instructional time. And I can't help but think about it. I don't know if we talked about this before, even personally in our years of friendship, but there's one teacher from North Carolina. He has a YouTube video. And every morning when the students come in, he has a special handshake with each of his students. He has over 30 students that are in a very impoverished area. And these students come in every morning, and some of them are walking in, their head down, they're hungry, they're thirsty, they just crawled out of the bed. And this teacher, I don't know how he does it, I'm just blown away. He has a special handshake for every single student, and they just light up. It just changes their whole demeanor. It changes the whole trajectory of the day, and I'm sure their entire life. So that really reminded me of that those connections. I just think that is so cool. Greeting them at the door. I like the way you
Yeah.
mentioned that.
It needs to be an actual greeting, not just standing at the door.
Exactly. So true. And so we have covered so many key points in making connections with our students. Let's talk about these adult relationships at school, because we all know no one can do this work alone.
Sometimes connecting with other staff can be even harder. I have a lot of friends who speak really well to kids, but don't speak well to adults. It's a whole different dynamic to connect. And a lot of teachers move to different schools from time to time. And so they're the new kid at school often, and they don't really know how to connect. And if they don't have that connection, then when things get hard, what do? They leave. So if you want to be happy and stay longer at your school, one of the things that will impact your longevity and your career at a school is being connected to your coworkers and really immersing yourself into that culture of the school. So, we have three tips for this as well. And, Robin, our first tip is to be a connector. Talk to us about that.
Absolutely. And this is one thing, this is one of the many reasons why I love you, but you are such a good connector. So no matter what, bringing in a compliment, complimenting someone specifically for what they did. And a lot of us, we're all very busy, right? You go into the teacher's lounge, we're very, very busy, but just saying something like, "Wow, I really like that shirt, or I like that earrings. Oh, I heard you in the hallway the other day with the students." Finding something, we can always find something positive, not only to the students, as we all know, but for our colleagues. And that is very, very important. And I'm a foodie, it's no secret, but bringing in treats to the faculty lounge. It's not only walking to the faculty lounge saying, "Hi, good morning, happy Friday." That's so important. And then back to the curiosity point that we mentioned earlier, ask questions. Taking that second, you mentioned earlier, be present, personally and professional. You always tell me, you know, Robin, you never meet a stranger. I could talk to a wall. It's the Southern girl in me. It's my culture. You know, I'm very friendly. I was watching Love on the Spectrum last night, and it said, we're from a smiley place in the world. We smile a lot down south. But I personally try to connect with everyone I meet. That's who I am. And I know that's not naturally someone's default where they go to, but really just asking those questions, getting to know them. Do you have children? Are you taking grad classes? You know, just anything we can do. What's your favorite Netflix show? How are you doing? But you can just really make a big difference building those connections, taking 10 extra seconds a day.
Yeah, it's a great tip. Like you said, with curiosity, it's not just for students, it's also for the people we're connecting with. Now, we don't have to ask them the 75 questions you just gave us as a sample.
True, true. I told you that's where I come from.
But
That's
just a
who I am.
couple. But yes, being curious and asking those questions of where they're from, what they like. And then our last connection tip is to assume positive intent. When there's tension or you're stressed about something and someone is late to a meeting or didn't reply to the email that you sent or put something away for you and they thought they were doing you a favor, but you had just gotten it out. So most people aren't trying to make your day harder. When someone does something at work, step back and instead try to figure out the intention instead of getting upset with the act. What was their intention? If they moved all your stuff, their intention was either you left your stuff around and they needed the space, or their intention was to help you be better prepared for the next hour and they just thought they were doing you a favor. So take a minute and look at the intention instead of the action.
That's so important. It goes with that empathy, right? Walking in someone else's shoes and someone else's shoes.
Yeah, I agree. And then finally, something you and I don't have a problem with is let people see the real you.
Yeah, I might
Share
want to
your
work on this
struggles,
part, right? We
ask
might
for
want.
advice, be vulnerable. That vulnerability builds connection, and connection builds community. And asking those questions, schools use different vocabulary sometimes. So I was observing a meeting, and someone said, if you need the cows, call Mr. Slager. He's going to bring you the cows. And I raised my hand. I said, I don't, why are we talking about cows? They said, no, those are computers on wheels. I'm like, oh, okay. So there are no cows. Okay, cool. Thanks. I felt so foolish, but I know someone else in the room had that question.
Well, good for you to be vulnerable and to share it. You made other people feel better about that. Excellent.
Yeah. So, those are called computers on wheels to all of listeners. If you go to a school that calls them cows, you're welcome.
You taught me
So,
something
yes, be able to
today.
laugh at yourself and find the fun. And it just, it, you know, when you walk into, like you said, the faculty workroom and there's a friendly face in there and someone you share a joke with, then that's a really great way to just eliminate your burnout because you're looking for someone.
Annie, thank you so much for sharing that. And thank you for sharing your vulnerability. Today, we talked about how connection creates joy and how these little moments built over time make a huge difference. So, to our listeners, we challenge you, pick one relationship to invest a little more into this week. Students, colleagues, whoever it is on your mind.
Yeah, that's a really great challenge to do because we have relationships that all need a little bit more attention. And this has been great. I love talking about this. I hope we left some good tips for our listeners. And I'm so excited that next week we are going to be in the same room when we record. We'll be at the Boost Conference for After School Providers out in Palm Springs, California. And we'll be recording with each other. So I'm sure the giggles are going to get even worse. And I will see you in a few days, right?
I am so excited. Thank you. It was so fun connecting with you today. And thank you for our listeners for tuning in. Have a fantastic week. Thank you, Annie. You all take
Yep.
very good care of yourself.
Yep. Take care of yourselves and leave it at the door, my friends. I'll see you in a
Leave
couple
it at the
days,
door.
Robin.
Let's do it. All right. Bye.
Bye.